will stand up and say, "Here," or, "Yeah, that's me," and then he'll ask you, or the judge will usually ask you, "Is that your name?" And I say, "What's the nature of the individual you see?" Just keep asking that question. If he doesn't answer it in 3 times, he'll probably switch to something else. And then the next thing he's going to do is ask a question like, "Where do you live?" or "Where are you from?" or "Where are you going?" Any question, just to get a response out of you to get you to convert. What you do is tell him, "I'm not here to testify." He'll ask you another question, "I'm not here to testify." Maybe a bailiff will ask you a question, "I'm not here to testify." Maybe the clerk or the recorder or somebody in the presence of a prosecutor or something like that may ask a question. "Hey, officer, the court, he's going to answer it except for, I'm not here to testify." Then the judge eventually has to say, "Well, why are you here?" "Glad you asked, Your Honor. I'm here to establish for the record that you're the trustee and I'm the beneficiary. It's your job to settle and close this case immediately, and that finishes my business here in this court. Have a nice day. Turn around and head for the order."
Well, I did that one time in a different way. I said, "I'm the beneficiary." They called out my name. I stood up. I have my little flag. It's a vertical flag with the white background, blue stars, stripes, the old original flag. And I said, "I'm the beneficiary, and I'm here to settle the case." And immediately the judge said, "If you're not here, then I'm going to put out a warrant for your arrest." And he sent the bailiffs over, arrested me, put me in jail. And so I knew they weren't. I knew it, huh?
You know, of course, at the time, said, "You realize that jailing a beneficiary is a breach of trust and a jail motion, Your Honor?"
No, I let them drag me off to jail. I told them they have no jurisdiction, which I know it wasn't the right thing to say. Then I knew they weren't going to keep me long. They sent down a court-appointed attorney, and we had an interview. And I said, "The only way I'm going to go back in front of that court is if the judge signs a contract that he's not going to violate my rights and that he's the trustee and I'm the beneficiary and he has no jurisdiction." She said, "Well, that's not going to happen." I said, "Well, then I guess I'm just going to stay here and without charges, and then we'll figure out what's going to happen then." So she said, "I'm going to go talk to the judge." So she went and talked to the judge and came back later and said, "Yeah, the judge agreed that he will not, you will be able to keep your rights and he will not take your rights away." So in order to get the hell out of there, I just went up there and told them, I spelled my name in lowercase, -, and he said, "Where do you live?" I said, "I don't have an address, that belongs to the post office." And he said, "What's your birthday?" I said, "I don't have a birth date, that was given to me by the state where I was born." And then he said, "Well, I'm going to put in a plea of not guilty, and we're going to set another court date. What is the address that you accept mail?" So I said, "Well, I accept corporate mail at this address, 1800 commercial address that I have." And then we went on about our business, and finally they dismissed the case because I wouldn't go into their jurisdiction. But I didn't use all the clever stuff that you said. I just kept on telling them, "I don't have an address, I don't have a birth date, my name is spelled this way," and da 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 da. So they still never got jurisdiction.
Yeah, I was sort of absolutely trying to say that I have a right to be silent, which I will now. not talk to anybody. They get tired of having you in there, and they claim that you have to ID yourself. You don't have to ID yourself. Because you're not in the system, they couldn't check it anyway. Not the lowercase you.
Well, that's a good one. I like the way you did that. I was going to keep that in mind, put myself together a script, because I got a ticket that I ran camera ticket. I ran the red light, according to them. A camera ticket, and they're trying to get me to go into the court. So I'm going to use it.
Yeah, what's beautiful about it is it's so simple you can teach somebody else.
Yeah, it is simple.
The secret is not to say anything.
Correct.
Except for those questions that I present.
Good point. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, enjoy it.
Okay.
have some fun with it. The worst thing you can do is put you in jail for a day or a half day.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple hours until they figure out that if you tell them, well, I think this is misprision of felony, and I think you're all my fault, and I intend to file a lawsuit either through myself or my lawyer by Friday. Can I have your name, please? Can I see your driver's license? Well, I need your badge and ID. About that time, they call in an attorney or the chief. I say, get him out of here.
Yeah, they don't want you in there, man.
Yeah, not if you're going to be that way. You're not compliant. If you're not bending over and compliant, then they don't want you.
No. All right, Tim. Thanks for the tips. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.